Hi, I'm Darren, and today we will be talking about what the modern American dream is and how it can be attained. Looking at a poem written by Richard Blanco, we can see how the modern American dream has changed throughout the years. In his poem, he states how we all wake up to the same scenarios with the sun shining on our rooftops, but we all start our day in a different way. We all go about different things throughout our day, and we all have different jobs that both end up changing our future. Looking at how it's a dream, everybody tries to work very hard. We can look at how people work hard and spend all day working on a railroad, and looking at a businessman who works in his office, and yet they are both trying to reach their American dream. We can see that their days go by completely different. As to the railroad worker comes home with blisters and cuts on his hand, and the businessman comes home with strained feet and his tight business shoes, yet the businessman makes a much higher salary than the railroad worker, but they all affect America in the same way, and they are all working very hard to reach the same American dream. Looking at how diverse the American population comes across the American dream can totally be seen in J.D. Vance's TED Talk when he talks about how he grew up in a very poor part of his town and he was told by everybody that he wouldn't become successful and he was surrounded by poor people and his family had been going through drug abuse and violence. Yet he used this term called upward mobility, which was a term that people or kids who grew up poor had a chance to become very rich or stay very poor, all because of their childhood. J.D. Vance worked very hard, and he achieved his American dream by going to law school. And he also states how his childhood trauma affected his future because he was surrounded by being hit and seeing his mother being abused by drugs. And this all helped in the term where he had motivation to work hard and not end up like his family in his town. And he completely changed his future and he achieved his American dream. I'm here with Ms. Sabo, and I will be asking her what her opinions are on the modern American dream.
So I think that the new dream seems to be more like material. It's about money and things, and that's what I hear from my students a lot. Whereas I think in the past it used to be about finding a better life, like one you couldn't have in an old country, or moving up in position.
Thank you, Ms. Sabo. Overall, we can see how the American dream has changed over the years and how it really requires hard work and dedication to be able to achieve one's American dream. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.